Hi, it's Heather, and I'm nervous because I'm going to take a risk. So I've podcasted a lot over the years, but I haven't been making work a lot in the last little bit. I've been having a hard time, and I've been afraid to say publicly online that I've been having a hard time because, fear of how people will view that or see things as unprofessional, or when you're already putting work out creatively, or you have. I guess I've somehow bought into the idea that I have to be publicly positive, protect myself in a certain way. It's odd because so much of my work and so much of what I've done in the past online for many, many years is be vulnerable. So a good and dear friend and artist yesterday encouraged me to practice just trying to do a really simple thing every day, a small recording, and to do something vulnerable. And I'm going to use this app that makes it easy. And that also means there doesn't seem to wait to do it privately for a while, which is a big leap. I don't know if anyone will listen to this at first, and maybe it's better if you don't right now. So that's my long, uncomfortable preamble to the first one. My first blog post many years ago was pretty similar. Like, I haven't known what to think, haven't been organized enough to write the right way. So my first post will be about that. Oh, so much of my fear comes down to this. Am I worth listening to? Will anybody listen? I know I have to be the main person to do it, but it's part of an endlessly confusing and tricky circle in making work. I've done a lot of comedy on stage, and there's no way to do that without an audience when you do stand-up or certain kinds of solo performance, or the interactive shows I've done that are very much about talking with the audience. And when someone's right there, it's been easier for me to say, oh, of course, here you are. There's at least the possibility of listening. But confronting my own difficulty listening to myself, there's really not much harder. And for me, that's really tied up with womanness and girlness and things in my life. But it's a fear I imagine other artists have too, other people have too. It's a thing I feel very loving about in helping other people have space to speak when I do workshops or when I'm on stage encouraging folks in the audience to talk or interviewing someone else. I'm so interested in other people's words. I want them to know how important they are. And to give myself that is so much harder. So that's the most vulnerable thing I could possibly say, because it's the hardest thing to say. It's true. So there you go. My first day. I'm recording this in bed and ate cookies for dinner and kind of some cookies for lunch. I had a sandwich too, a ham sandwich. Incredibly trafy delicious. Breakfast, lunch. So I haven't had chocolate chip cookies in a long time because I made so many in the show. And it's the first time I asked someone else to make them for me. My girlfriend made them for me, which was very loving. So that's my very brief, tiny, could be insignificant, I had to start somewhere recording of whatever this is going to turn into or just be. I need for it to just be. Okay. More tomorrow. See you guys. If somebody listens to this and you want to tell me something that's hard to say, if you want to post that, I'm interested in reading it. That would be great. Okay. Have a good day.